One thing we're hearing over and over from people is that death is like birth, a life transition that's deeply personal and private. But Dan Perotti and his wife Judy generously invited us to share the end of Dan's life, and we'll be bringing his story to you throughout this series. Here's the first installment from freelance producer Seth Jovag.
Dan Perotti knew for a long time that he was going to die. I guess we all do. But Dan, he really knew. In 1988, when he was 59, a valve in Dan's heart collapsed.
Since then, I've never been given what you would call a clean bill of health. The diagnosis is that I have congestive heart failure. Now I've got a fancy pacemaker with a defibrillator in it and so on. I can hear the valve clicking all the time.
That's Dan in 2012, more than a year before I met him. He was talking to Judy, his wife, who was recording his life story in their living room in Madison.
Dan, when and where were you born?
I was born at 33 and a half Park Avenue, Kane, Pennsylvania, on October 27, 1929. I was born at home, in the very bed that you and I slept in at one time.
In those interviews, Dan told story after story about his long, full life, about growing up in the Allegheny Mountains during the Depression, becoming a Lutheran minister, and later deciding to leave the church. He talked about marching in Selma with Martin Luther King Jr., about preaching to a packed congregation in Queens after JFK's assassination. In middle age, he launched a second career, helping small cities renovate old theaters across America. Along the way, he was married twice and had seven kids.
I've always had a kind of holy mackerel idea, feeling about my life. You know, this skinny little kid from Kane, Pennsylvania. And here I am with seven children, six grandchildren, living a very comfortable life. It's really rather amazing.
When he was a minister, Dan buried hundreds of people. In a way, death became just another part of the job. But he told Judy that his first lesson about death came as a kid, when his dog was hit by a car.
Sport was with the family before I was born. And when I was young enough to see over the top of the enamel table in the kitchen, Sport was hit by a car out on Park Avenue. And Dad brought Sport in and laid him gently down on the enamel table and stroked him and just kind of was with him until he died. And I have that image of my father. Not much said, but he took care of Sport.
Nearly 80 years later, when Judy asked her husband about his own death, Dan was matter of fact.
Death doesn't bother me anyway. It's part of life, and I don't even think I worry about that. I'm not looking forward to it, but I certainly don't care.
You spent many years preaching about God. How do you envision God today?
I don't. That's not true. The problem I have with that question is that whenever anyone asks you, do you believe in God, they've already got something in their head they're talking about, whatever the image is that they've got. They never have the right image. You know, I'm enough of a scientist, or have enough interest in science, to understand that you can't destroy matter. It becomes something else. It becomes energy. You can't destroy energy. It becomes something else. And that's what I am. I'm just a bunch of matter and energy put together in a certain way.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
No. Whatever I am, all this energy and mass and stuff, becomes something else. Maybe I'll be a tree.
Do you think that's what you'll be?
I have no idea.
If you had your choice, what would you like to be?
Nothing in this world, because I've done this. I don't know. I just some energy floating around doing something.
That's Dan Perotti and his wife, Judy. Not long after these recordings were made, Dan fell out of bed and he hit his head. There was bleeding in his brain, and that marked the beginning of a new final decline. Seth Jovag will bring us the second installment next time.